This is how much ice, on average, is left at the end of the summer melt. Compare that to what's left right now, and the melt is still underway. This windswept landscape has warmed up in the past for natural reasons, but scientists are convinced man-made pollution is accelerating the change, and they say it's big enough to make a difference. We find a bearded seal on a tiny iceberg, one of many creatures that need the ice. The ocean will refreeze this winter, but sometime soon there may be a summer with no ice at all. So the impact of this great change may well be felt far beyond this remote part of the world. Heat waves in the United States, storms in Europe, all because the melting of the ice may shift the position of the jet stream. This is early days for the research into this, but the scientists are convinced the scale of the change here means they're onto something.
David Shipman there with some very alarming findings from the Arctic North that affect all of us around the world. You're watching BBC World News Americans.